just said to Rabbanan, what do they do with the word achoisa, the extra word achoisa in the sefer, the cruel? So when it says, she bas ozav bas imoy, that says to live with your sister, that she's a pure sister from the same father and same mother. Aye, we know already that it's us, each one separately, a sister from just your father, a sister from just your mother. What do I have to have a second pasuk for? The Chiddushis Lema come to teach us, Shainan Shemen Adin, that even though the Kabbalah claim to say you should be chayiv living with your sister from your father and from your mother, still we do not say min asvar from the Kabbalah claim, we need a pasuk. To teach us this yisoid of Ein Einshin Min Adin. So what says Rabbi Yitzchak, what does he hold? He doesn't have an extra pasuk for this. Rabbi Yitzchak says he tackles could be Einshin Min Adin, yes, that you do get an oinish, a punishment from a Kabbalah claim, we could give an oinish. The boy is famous. Secondly, if you want, I could answer you. Yalef oinshir miyazor. Rabbi Yitzchak, even though he doesn't have the extra pasuk achleisay for oinshir alone, but he learns out ein oinshir min adin from the same place we know of ein masir min adin. Like we know, usually you don't get malchus, you don't get punished unless there are two things in the Torah. That's the first of all an azor, that's the alaf haTorah, and then there's the oinish. So by oinsh, by azor, we also say ein masir min adin. So from that halacha there, since we see ein masir min adin, you can't learn that alaf from the Kabbalah chaimah. If it's called to what in the same sword would apply to Malchus, that you don't get Malchus, you don't get punishment, ain't ancient min hadin. Another more says, Omer Rebbe Loz, Omer Rebbe Yishiyom, Kol Mokum Shatu Moitza Beis Lavin. Anytime the Torah says two Lavin, the Chorus Echad, there's only one Chiyav Chorus Torah, and it says Chorus once. The two Lavin, let's say one next to another, at the end of both Lavin, the Torah says one time Chorus. So Rokhar is, Cholak Chatoiz Benayim. If you do both of them, the Helamachas, Slochra should be chayiv two chatois, even though for just time a lav, if you do it for shayga, you're not chayiv a chatis. It's only in a lav with a chayiv decreases that you're chayiv a chatis. But over here, since it says two lavin, and even though it's only one chorus, we like put the chorus in between them, as if it says the word chorus twice, that if we do both of them, the Helamachas, the shayga, you'll be chayiv two chatois. Now it says the Mahi, what's the case? Mefaten Vesach. If somebody's mefata makes the shemen hamishcha, he makes the exact amount, that's one lav. And then he's mefach, then he shmirs and puts it on his body, that's the second lav. And so it says one time chorus. You'll see the prophet says, Abbasar Odom lo yisaf. You're not supposed to anoint yourself with that shem, with that oil. With a mafkunta lo faso, you're not allowed to make it. So it says two lavim. And the chorus is only one chorus here. So the prophet says, it only says one time chorus, that's the chiddush, even though it's only one chorus here, still, since it applies to two lavim, it's like it's two times chorus, that you would be chayiv two chatoiv if you do it for shegig. So that's the question, the lavim mechulokim, once you have what separate lavim, by all the chayivei aroyis, if so, chorus the achayis, the kosovach monolomali. Now it's Akasha, according to this you say, that if you have a lot of separate lavin, even though Torah only says one times chorus, it's as if it says of every one separately, that you chayiv chatis by itself, says, so how come by chayiv arois? We have, everyone has its own azar, its own lav. At the end of the Pasha says one, close, take a chorus for all of them. So from that alone I would know every one is chayiv its own chatis. So why do I have to have a special pasuk of the chayiv the chorus by chosoi, to teach milachalik? Pshita, if you know it from this, it's as if each one has its own chai v'krisis. Samura says, Lu Reb Yitzchak could yisla. Lu Reb Yitzchak is very good. He learns out from this word achos to teach us that the chai v'krisis means they're not the malchus. That even though it's allowed, and even though it's with the method, with hasro, but you should know, malchus would not pop you from chorus, and therefore we do not give you malchus, but the chiv rather with chorus. But le rabbonon, and what do they do with the rabbonon? They don't hold from that drosha. They hold, no, you are chai v'malchus. So what do Rabbanim do with the extra word achlois? What does it say chorus achlois say? So when the Rabbanim Yiboyim who learn to come and teach us this clause we said before, Shein Oinshin Min Adin, come and teach us this Yisoid, that you don't say Oinshin Min Adin. Now the Gemara says, the Rabbi Yitzchok, Mafik lo, Lechai bal achlois soy, Shi achlois oviv, Veshihi achlois imoy. So when the Rashi says the next verse we have, we're not supposed to be Goris, it's a mistake here, we have the Gerus and the Gemara of Yitzchak Maplin Lechai Velachois to Shia Chois Oviv to Shia Chois Ima Rabbonu Nafka Lehu Mena Chois to the Reisha of Yitzchak Sover Achois to the Reisha Urcha the Kruhu Mafik Lechalak Mena Chois to the Seifu the Kruhu Lechalak Alachois to Shia Chois Oviv
v'shiach oisimah.
His Rosh says, this girus you're not supposed to be girus. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rav Nachman by Yitzchok Afan on Amitrinu, we often learn like this. It says, what a mefatim is Hashem, and it says in the Mishnah, if somebody's mefatim Hashem and makes this amount of oil, ha mefatim efekter, if somebody makes the exact amount of kateris, v'yasach v'shem and amishcha, and somebody takes that oil and smears it, rubs it on his body. It's like Romuli was it says for the Tanya learned like this. Hamafatim esakteris for mitzui to be made to keteris with the exact amount of measurements. Lav it's a yov lav. So what's the chiddush over here? Hakamash melon ma keteris lav b'fneiat. Just like by keteris there is lav by itself, not to make exact amount of keteris. So chiyov melay koras b'fneiat. If you do it, you chayav koras by itself. So the chiddush here is af mafatim shema the same way. That if you make the Shemen HaMishcha, the Sach, and then not only do you make it, but you also shmir it on your body, Nami, Shino Yechayiv Tuchatois, Kiv on the Lav of Neyatzman, since each one has its own Lav, even though it's only one Koros there, Chayov Malayim of Neyatzman, that Yechayiv each one separately, that's the Raya from our Mishnah also like this. The Chitay Nebel Esmi, the Kobor Lemisne Pitumam, Bad Yadodi, but really the Raya is, because it starts off saying, Rav Namatim, it says, Mafatim es HaShemin, Mafatim es HaKhtaris, and it says, Vasabi HaSach B'Shemin. So how come it's split in the middle, Mafatim es HaKhtaris, like it starts off saying, Mafatim es HaShemin? The question is really, should have said right away, V'Yasach B'Shemin. What is it put in between, yes, Mafatim es HaShemin, then it says, Mafatim es HaKhtaris? So come to teach us, each one's over separate love. And what then, Yehovah Chai, separate Chai B'Khatis, for each one. Maybe there's no diet. Maybe the kaboy lemisnei pitum and bahad yador. The reason why he says this way is wants to put the pitums together. Mafatim as Hashem, mafatim as a kateris. So as a sol, it's not ipul. It should be learned ipul the other way around. Should have said then, hamafatim as a kateris, hamafatim as Hashem. And even if you want to say he wants to put both of them near one another about making the kateris and making the shemin, still it should have said it the other order. It should have first said hamafatim as a kateris. Good. And then say Mefatim as a Shemin, and then the Asach Shemin HaMishcha. So my Paginu is Shemin, how come in the halachas of the Shemin it divided up? But first it says Mefatim as a Shemin, then it says Mefatim as a Keteris, then it says Asach Vesach. How come it puts, it divides up, it says Pit the Mefatim HaKeteris in between the two halachas of Shemin? That's the deal called Kamash, when that's teaching us over here that the Yesh Chilach HaToyis B'Negim Shemino, that is the Chilach HaToyis. That's each one Yechayiv a separate chatos. We didn't know you do them both together. Vela mechod, still Yechayiv two chatos. Now in the Mishnah it says Habu ala zocher. The man lives with the zocher also is chayiv koros. Mishka bezocher. Moses Tono b'maykel koshiv. But the Tana says it's possible to have all these 36 chayiv decreases as one person. Even though really negated to the chatos, it's only 34 because two of these chayiv decreases is. If you're not doing the korban pesach, because they're not doing the mitzvah smila on the mitzvah sesti, even though you chayiv koros these two, but there's no chayiv chatos. So ma'isa comes out really if one person does all of these, he's chayiv 34 chatos. So first question: who are we counting? Which person is it that chayiv all 34? Tana b'maykel koshiv. I begarv if a man does them all. If so, dali isha hanavas. You don't have the case when isha lives with a behema. That's only a chayiv koros on isha, not on a man. You don't have 34, you only have 33 then. Ibanashi, Kochosh, if you want to say what's talking about a lady, does all these 36 chayv decreases, the Marsosi can't have it. Then Dalminan, you have to take away Habola Zohar. By lady, you can't have the chayv decreases of a bola, it's only by Zohar and a Zohar. The Allah Behema, that the Mishnah says, if a man lives with a Behema, that's also chayv decreases. So the Manashok, where do we have the case that one person is chayv for all 34 chatois? Is either it's a man or a lady? And there's some that apply only to a lady, like this, a Bo'ala Behema, where Isha lives with a Behema, and it's only for an Isha. And with the Zohar, it's only Mishka Bei Zohar, also man lives with a Behema. So how do we have all 34? So Mar says, if we're talking about now an Isha, if so, Bo'atzulu Tatsu, we're missing two, you only have 32 Chatois then. So Mar Amr of Yechav Yechav says, the Eilam really, I tell you, Tono Gavri, Kuchosh, we're talking about men, that a man could do all these 34 Chatois. So Tony Hachal, learn like this, Habu ala Zohar, Vehevi Zohar Lov. So if a man does it, the only one you're missing is where an Isha lives with a Behema. So that's one you don't have. So Gemara says, instead of that one, learn by man, Vehevi Zohar Lov. If a man one chiyav karas is if he lives with a man, and secondly, if he brings a man upon him, that's the other one. So that's how one person has 34 chatois. And Rabbi Shmuel, that's according to Rabbi Shmuel, the other he held chayim shtayim. The banishka bezachor by one zachor to another zachor, there are two chayim decreases there. The man that goes in, and then the man that brings the other one into him. In both cases, he's chayav karas. So Mora says no. So you want to say the Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Shmuel? I will meet Tony. Since the end of the Mishnah says Megadif Pesef, and since the end of the Mishnah somebody is Megadif, he curses Hashem. There's also Chayav Krisa, since Chayav Chattis Umlek Mina Lok Rabbi Kiva. That goes according to Rabbi Kiva. That all the Chayav Chattis are Megadif. And so it comes out Reish and Amri Rabbi Kiva. The Reish Mishnah has come also come according to Rabbi Kiva. So according to Reish and Amri Rabbi Shmuel, maybe you tell me so what. If he tell me Rabbi Kiva, the Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Kiva, and I'll tell you, Vereshia Sabbath, Rabbi Shmuel. Maybe in that swear about the Mishka Bei Zohar, maybe he agrees to Rabbi Shmuel that the Chayiv twice covers there. So I said, no, it's not true. The Yomer of Abur Vu says, Habrala Zohar, the heavy Zohar love, if a man lives with another Zohar, or if this man brings the other Zohar upon him, so the Rabbi Shmuel, the Mafik Le Mitati Kroi, according to Rabbi Shmuel, that these two chedushim were two separate psukim, v'vei zocho le'tishkav, or v'lo'yia kodesh mibnei Yisrael, so chayiv shtayim, according to Rabbi Shmuel, he chayiv two chatois, if you do it b'shoigeg. But the Rabbi Kiva, according to Rabbi Kiva, shita in the chayiv, elo achas, you only chayiv one, then michad kronavka, it's only one posik, e zocho le'tishkav, it's only one posik, korbe le'sashkiv, that goes, but the one love goes both ways, whether you go into the man or you bring the other man upon you, there's only one love. So Rabbi Kiva is the one to say for now Mishnah Lechura, that should be the ratio also. So Lechura Tekasha then, Rabbi Kiva does not hold like Rabbi Shmuel, so again the Kasha, the ratio of the Mishnah, how do we have the case that you have all these chatois? The verse is Ella Rabbi Reisha Tei Rabbi Shmuel. The ratio goes according to Rabbi Shmuel. Over Megadif, Sovra Rabbi Kiva. I'll tell you the ratio that goes according to Rabbi Yishmael. The Yishmael sheet the reason this case for Mishka Bezochi type two chatois enechanami. But I'll tell you, some of the answers enechanami. The ratio to the ratio of our Mishnah type is Rabbi Yishmael sheeta. But over the Megadif in the Sefer, the Mishnah sovla Rabbi Kiva. That Rabbi Yishmael holds also like Rabbi Kiva that sword. That Megadif, if somebody curses Hashem, is also chayiv chorus for that. His chayiv chatis also b'shegit. The Rabbi Yochi is so. Nisninam, the Mishnah should have also said then, Habu ala behema, if a man lives with a behema, or else should have said, the heavy behema love, if a man brings the behema into him, so on him. So according to Mishmo, you chayiv twice. So why did the Mishnah say this? So my answer, I'll tell you, Omar Abaye said, Habu ala behema, the heavy behema love, after Rabbi Shmuel and a chayiv lo achas. No, even according to Mishmo, he'll be moida. But by behema, there's only one chayiv decreases, that's all. While the chik siv krua begavrik siv, that's what the pasuk says, le tishkav, and with dash in both ways is only by his zochor, by a man. If a man lives with another zochor, there the possible to have two chayv krisis. But the man lives with the behema, there it's only one chayv krisis. Rebbe Loza mishmei de Rav Lamar, tona learn like this. Learn our mishnah, tona, shloishim v'sholosh chatoyis enechnami. It's only meant to say there are 33 chatoyis, that's all, not 34. And the Tana shows Krisus, the Simnun of the Krisus. That the Mishnah counts off 36 and has a minion, that's only for the Chayv Krisus. There are 36 Chayv Krisus and a Chanami. Again, there's two by the Nila and the Pesach, and one by the Isha. But the Maestro was talking about how do you have this amount of Chatois by one person in a Chanami. It's where a man does these Averos that apply to him, and there are only 33 Chayv Chatois. Now, the Tony Shalosh Krisus, listen to the Krisus. The Tony Sefer, the Mishnah says at the end, the Tony Sefer says in the Sefer, Pesach Umila, the Mitzvah Sasei. Now, Pesach Umila, am I tell you, why does the Mishnah say it? Vitem, if you want to tell me, Lassu, you Korban, Alem, you bring a Korban, if I have Chattis, if you do it, Shagay. So Mora says, no, me Maitzvah, do you bring a Korban Chattis on this? For a time you've learned, Huk Shukala Terakula Vodazorah, the whole term is Hukish Tavodazorah. The Sefer says, Terakas Yilachem, Liyase Bishkoga. So learn out all the averus from Avodah Zarah. Teach us ma Avodah Zarah. About Avodah Zarah, it's shevi atas. It's like a love not to do it. It's not supposed. You're supposed to sit back and not do it. And then if you do the averus for that, you chayiv chatis. You do b'shagig. is afkol ol averis shevi atasa, that you're supposed to sit back and not do it. And you go and do it, then you're over the avera. Ella, shouldn't this be a proof? Tona lamed v'sholish chatois, that the Mishnah means to say yichayiv 33 chatois. That's all, even though it says 36, just means 36 chayiv increases. But as far as the chatois goes, it's only 33. Man diyova b'shoigi. V'adetoni sholish krisis l'simna l'krisis shmamina. And this has another three cases, sometimes the chayiv increases, even though in these last three, there's no chayiv chatis, just l'simna b'yam to teach you how many chayiv increases you could have. Here, then it says in the Mishnah, HaMachalos HaShabbos, some is Machalos HaShabbos, one of the Chai B'Krisis, if he does it B'Mezer without Hasro, and therefore if we do it B'Shegei, the Chai B'Chadis. Amri, the Gemara says, we learned over the Amri Shabbos, in the Gemara Mishnah Shabbos, it says that Mem Chos Arachas Heaven, there are 39 of us Molochas, and therefore the Churiki B'Chai 39 Chatoyos on Shabbos. So why does the Mishnah only call in one? It should be 39, it should be more than just a 36, it should be plus another 38. So my answer is on Rabbi Yochanan, Tono Shigagas Shabbos V'Zodin Melochus. We're talking about Mishnah case where the person forgot Bechalat Tvei with Shabbos, even though we did all 39 Melochus, but made it, the Pshat is he knew every Melocha was also. But the reason why he did it was he forgot that Tvei was Shabbos. So since it's only one big Shegig, he's only Chayv one Chattis on all 39 Melochus. Tulei Mechayiv Elochot is only Chayv one Chattis. Tetani would learn like this. The Pasuk says by Shabbos, he know, and we dash in Shiachat, that's one. Sometimes for a lot of Malachas, you only have one Chattis. That Shigagas Shabbos, Vizor the Malachas, where you were Shigag and Hilka Shabbos, that you forgot today was Shabbos, but you were Zod and you knew the Malachas are also. So that's what the Mishnah Mishnah is talking about. Therefore, it says Shabbos only in one. So, more is the question why? Venifti, let our Mishnah rather learn, Venifti, let it learn. Zod and Shabbos, in the case where the person knew today was Shabbos, the Shigas Malachas, just he forgot about the Lamatas Malachas. And the Gemara, other places says he forgot that today was Shabbos, the full 39 Malachas. So what do you mean to say he remembered today was Shabbos? Someone says, Nisat Chumim. He knew this Nisat Chumim, but the 39 Malachas, he forgot about them. Therefore, could be a case with Chayiv 39 Chatois. Zod and Shabbos and Shigas Malachas. The Mechayiv Mem Chosarach, and says the case will be Chayiv 39, obviously will be there, Chayiv 39 Chatois. And the Tanya, like we learned, when it says, V'osa Meyachas Mehena, Sridashin Pom Shechayiv Achas Akulan, sometimes the Chayiv one Chatis for the Melachas you do on Shabbos, or the problem is sometimes Shechayiv Akulachas Viachas, the Chayiv in every Melachas, you Chayiv a separate Chatis. And what does that mean? Achashiheino, that means a sudden Shabbos Meshigas Melochus. Where you knew today was Shabbos, they should have got the Melochus. In such a case, you chayiv a separate chatis and every Melocha by itself. So the Gemara answers, Tono, Shigagas Shabbos, was Zodin Melochus Avifilei. That our Tanum would rather learn the case of the Vigi Chiddush in the case where the person forgot the Chalal today was Shabbos, even though we knew about all the Lamatas Melochus, and therefore it's only chayiv one chatis. The mechatis mir lemistro. The chiddush is that I call upon him, he has to bring one chatis. Like I would have thought to say, since he forgot about the chal the Shabbos, maybe he's not chayiv a chatis altogether. So k'mashmon, I call upon him one chatis is chayiv. So therefore, it's good. The Mishnah only calls Shabbos one case of a chayiv chatis. Moshe says v'cheinat to Moshe v'chein thing you find also got the avoid the zora. The Tony it says shigagas avoid the zora v'zodim. Avoidus. So there's a case where he forgot about the Chet of Avoidus Zorah, but he knew that you're not allowed to do these Dalar Avoidus, just that he forgot there was an Avoidus Zorah. Or else, Zavor says now, Shigagas Avoidus Zorah, Hekidom, where's the Chet that he forgot about as an Avoidus Zorah? What's the case? Elaine, if you want to tell me the Omad, the base of Avoidus Zorah. He was standing in the middle of on the base of Avoidus Zorah, in the middle of a church he was standing. The sovereign, the person thought that basic an ecstasy. He thought he was in Shul. And Vishtachav, he bowed down. So that's the case. You want to tell me that he's only chayiv one chatis, even though he does, let's say, four malachas there, four avoids there. So the verse says, no, in this case, not even chayiv one chatis. However, liba l'shemayim, his heart is to shemayim, he should be potter completely. The yelid must be what? And his wife says, the chet of avoid the zora is called the chet b'leiv. In your leib of your heart, if you're worshipping the avoid the zora, that's the avera. But if your liba is l'shemayim, you're not over an avera.
So where it says here, where libul l'shemayim, so it's not called the chet altogether. You've had chay b'chatis. For yel, it must be what the chazir on daratrio. He saw a statue. For sogad lo, he bowed down to it. So where it says again, e de kiblo b'laho. If he accepted it for himself to be like an avodah zarah, is ba'af kilu. The mamash is chayv kilu. It's chayv misa for that. Vidu la kiblo b'laho. If he didn't accept it to be his avodah zarah. So again, like midihu, he didn't do anything. He shouldn't be chayv, he should be potter. So what's the case of a shigas avodah zarah? So Mer says elu meyavu meyira, that the pshat is what she knew he was worshiping an avodah zarah, but he did it either because he loved somebody, and because he loved that person wanted him to do it, so he did it. But also because he was a year, he was afraid of the person, and obviously the person thought that you're allowed to do it because of this, and really it's a chet, and therefore it's called a shigas avodah zarah. So Mer says honich, this good la bayit diyom echayiv. Abaye Tak holds in such a case, he's Tak a Chayiv v'chatis. If you stam think you're allowed to do it because somebody you're afraid of somebody, because you love somebody, so Abaye Tak says you're Chayiv v'chatis. But El, the Rav, the Gash, according to Rav, Shita the Yosin, Abaye the Zorah, Tiyama Pot, in such a case, you put it from v'chatis. Is Maikel Meimo. What could be the case over here that we're saying now, is the case of a Shigagas, Abaye the Zorah, that you only Chayiv one v'chatis. Where is the case by Koponim, you Chayiv one v'chatis? Moore says, in the most case must be yellow, be a member. When the person says it's more